This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Right. So, and I think when Jordan put out the email that Bill sent to all the people that he's working with on that side.
Yeah.
That email specifically said, it's about the book. It's about what I did. It's about taking a $500 million football team and making it into an $8 billion organization. That was Bill's mindset to the people who are promoting the book. Meaning that when I go out to promote the book, make sure you tell the people who are interviewing me it's about the book, and that's it.
Yeah, and then CBS statement said, we were not told that by the publicist, or the publisher, rather.
Hence the statement.
Publisher before and after. So even after the interview, it sounds like they had a conversation, said, well, I mean, she was all over this thing, cutting off questions and all this stuff. I thought we were allowed to talk about everything. The publisher's like, you were? I'm fine. I had nothing to do with what she's doing. Another schism.
Schism, definitely a schism, no question
about
it.
You got the schism between the publisher and the publicist. You got the schism between the girlfriend and the daughter-in-law.
Well, she's the publicist, though. She is the girlfriend and the publicist. At least according to some of the people in Bill's and hers life.
Bill Belichick and Jordan Hudson get married. Does Steve Belichick call her mom?
No way.
No.
No way.
I would do that just to make it so awkward if I were Steve Belichick. Hey, Ma. Salt and pepper over here.
Hey, Ma.
Wouldn't you do that?
It's a weird deal. There's no question about it.
So. See her at Thanksgiving. Hey, Mom. Kiss on the cheek.
Oof.
I mean, there are people who call their stepmothers, you know, Mom and Dad.
Yes, when it's a normal, like, usually when the kids are younger.
Yeah.
That kind of thing.
Does he have his kids call her grandma?
No way.
That would be, wow.
No way.
Grandma Jordan. Hey, Grandma Jordan. Tell us about how you won Miss Hancock 2025. Can you tell us that story again?
Come on. The Belichick family. This is unbelievable.
Yep.
What's going on with these people? How did this happen? Steve Belichick, his daughter-in-law, Jordan Hudson, CBS News.
I thought Steve was happy out there in Washington.
Yeah, and he's not happy anymore.
Well, I don't know.
He's got his wife on social media putting stuff out there. Trust me, that's not a conversation that he wanted to have.
Right. I think it looks like they have like four kids.
They do.
Yeah. Well,
beautiful woman that Steve Belichick wife.
Yes,
definitely got her because of the name. You know, without a doubt.
100%. I mean,
again, 100%.
I mean,
you see the pictures of them?
Yes.
It looks like a vagabond stumbled into the photo of her and the kids.
Well, he's a little bit out there too. You know, again, he's a coach,
right?
You got to remember, these people dedicate their lives to that profession. You know, I was talking to Ryan Day yesterday.
Oh, were you?
The head coach of Ohio State.
Name drop. Oh, here.
All right. Yeah, but what I'm saying is, like, there was a portion of his life where he was nomadic, moving around. He was the coach for Colin Kaepernick, a coach for Michael Vick, like it's the 49ers, the Eagles. He was always with Chip Kelly.
Yeah.
And, you know, and he really, like he was telling me, he goes, the reason I did all that moving around is because I really wanted to learn the professional passing game. I really wanted to learn about the West Coast offense, Chip Kelly's offense, and he and Chip Kelly are buddies from their days in New Hampshire. Because Chip was a coach of Ryan Day, who was a quarterback up in Manchester.
Okay.
And, like, these coaches are vagabonds. Like,
yeah,
they just
Ryan
move
Day
around everywhere.
You know, Ryan Day looks like a normal person, you know.
You have a normal person to a certain point, but, you know, he's coaching a team where they lose to Oregon in the middle of the season, and then they lose their last game to Michigan, and there's death threats against he and his family.
Yeah. It's unbelievable.
Serious.
And then they end up winning winning the whole thing.
And going through a 52 or 59-day run of an incredible gauntlet of college football teams to win the national championship.
Pretty good stuff.
And then everything finally calms down.
Was Ryan Day here yesterday?
He was not here. Oh. I did him via Zoom.
Okay. That's too bad.
Great guy, man.
You got anybody coming in here today that, like, at 10 o'clock, I go
shake
a hand?
They won't be here until a little bit later.
I wanted to shake a hand to someone important. I like a handshake with someone important.
We'll be here until later.
You know, like a, you know, one of those, hey, how's it going? Pleasure.
Yeah.
You know, put the bottom lip
I'm
out.
I'm Gio. I work with Boomer.
Yeah, yeah. I'm Boomer's co-host. Yeah. How's it going? Welcome. Yeah. Like your work, you know?
Like your work.
Stuff
I
like that.
Like career.
I like you. Hey, congratulations on a great career. I think that stuff's good, you know?
Yeah, let's go to Dave in Vermont. Dave, what's happening?
Hey, guys. Love the show.
What's up, man?
First-time caller. I was wondering if you guys had heard 2 days ago Evan Roberts talk on Evan and Tiki that he was downstairs watching the Mets game and he did not want to go upstairs and miss the game, so he peed in a red Solo cup in his basement with his son.
I did not hear that.
He did not want to miss the game, so he peed in it. It was just 2 days ago.
Talk about dysfunctional.
Yeah, I did not hear that. I mean, that is abhorrent, if that is the case. Because he didn't want to miss any part of an April Mets game. He had to urinate in front of his child in a red Solo cup.
Well, don't they have, like, in-between innings so you can go to the bathroom?
I mean, I'm he's got to be exaggerating.
You think that's accurate?
I could believe him, yeah.
Al, did you verify that or no?
I didn't verify it, but it sounded like there was no... I was trying to think, was there a way this man possibly misinterpreted what was said? And I don't think so.
I mean, how do you misinterpret? I went to the bathroom in a Solo cup with my kids sitting there.
Right.
I mean, that's when you legitimately need help. Like, you know, I met his help.
I met his son, Jet. Really nice young little guy.
Little guy? Little kid.
Just like his daddy?
Yeah, he's a little guy. A little tussle your hair, huh? Little guy. You like the mitts? You like the jets and the knits?
That was the day that Evan's hair looked brunette to me.
Yeah.
He's no longer, like, doesn't have the red hair anymore.
And if you tell someone, like a professional, like a life coach or a psychiatrist or something that you did that, they would probably have a big problem. They'd be like, listen, man, you gotta clean some stuff up here, man. If you told them to pee in a cup.
In front of your kid
in front of your kid in the house there. Because you didn't want to miss something that was going on in a regular season
and
baseball game in
pause
April.
Live TV, can't right. you now?
Yeah, you can.
Like, that's, people will be like, listen, you
can hit the pause button and come back and hit resume.
Like, something went awry here, we gotta get you back. Like, that would be like your priorities are in a place that's just completely effed up. We got to get you back here.
Yeah.
Just quickly, Dan and Nutley. What's going on, Dan?
Hey, I can corroborate the Evan Roberts story. I was listening when he told it.
I mean,
what did you think when you heard that?
So he said he was watching the Mets, Yankees, and Knicks at the same time, and to pause all three at once would have been too much work.
So what did you think about that when you heard that?
I thought it was disgusting, and then he went to his sink that he has next to his viewing room, and he poured it down the sink.
Yeah, I mean, this, Dan.
That they use to wash their hands.
Oh, my God.
Like, you know, there's times you like to make fun of Evan, joke around, whatever, have fun. This is a real issue.
I mean, and the fact that he brought it up, I guess I appreciate that he brought it up, but why would you bring it up? Just to, like, to make people understand how important the games were that you're watching?
Yeah.
Is that why you do that?
Like, there's certain things that happen in people's lives, like your friends, your family, whatever, and you're like, hey, you know, I think you took it too far now. You know, people say that, like, you're good. You, this was fine for a little bit. You're taking it too far.
That's definitely the Carton influence still resonating with him.
And I'm not saying telling a story in the air is taking it too far. I'm saying peeing in the cup is too far.
Yeah.
Your life is now... Askew.
If he were working with Joe Benigno, he would have never said that.
You ever. Did what, bro? You doing what? So you telling me you got a red Solo cup, you do wee-wees in the Solo cup in front of your son, and then you pour where? Down the sink? Bro. I mean, I've done a lot of stuff in my life, including drugs. This, bro, is the most disgusting thing I've ever heard in my life. 877-337. All right. Let's take a break. Wait, what?
Do we want to take this one now?
Oh, man. You have to, because you have to finish the story and get over it.
All right. Matt and Brielle, what's going on, Matt?
Hey, so I was listening yesterday. They were going to go to the Piston game, and his wife left him a voice memo. And she said, listen, I'm putting my foot down, but I'm okay with you peeing a red Solo cup, and this is ridiculous.
Wow. So she was okay with him leaving the family again to go to a game. Like, she wasn't okay with that.
She was not okay with him leaving the family, but she was okay with him peeing in a Solo cup. That aside, she's okay with his craziness, but she put her foot down with them driving to the Piston game tonight.
There is no way in the world that she said you can do that in a Solo cup and then dump it in the sink. There's no way. Yeah. There's no woman in the world that would allow a man to dump his urine in a sink that they use to wash their hands and maybe clean some dishes or something.
Yeah, I mean, Jordan Hudson's not putting up with that. Use the toilet, old man. What do you think this is, huh? I'm running some pigsty around here. God, you might be the boss out on the field. In this house, I run this house. That's what Jordan probably says. But I mean, like, that's just sad, too, now that I'm hearing this. Like, we want you here. You leave us so much that we want you here so badly that I'll allow you to pee in red Solo cups in front of your children and dump it down the sink. But as long as you're here, because we don't see you enough, you can do whatever you want. I mean, what is he going to do today? Like, poop on a paper plate? Throw it out the window? What are we doing?
I have no idea, man. I don't know.
No answers, which is true. I don't have any answers either.
Just absolutely insanity around here.
Hey, send this segment over to CBS News, Stephen. Tell them this is what they're getting into.